For three generations, the J.M. Clayton Seafood Company has processed crabs from the Chesapeake Bay and sold the sweet meat throughout the United States. Every day during crabbing season, the bay's watermen bring thousands of crabs to the company's dock, where they are steamed and picked by mostly Mexican workers who entered the U.S. through a legal guest worker program. Jack Brooks now owns the seafood company started by his great-grandfather.
Without the temporary workers, we close. And we close for 1 year, we close for good. It's the end of what we do.
Years ago, the Brooks family hired seasonal American workers to pick crab meat from April through November. But as the town of Cambridge on Maryland's eastern shore grew, so did the job opportunities. Most of the American workers have moved on to better-paying year-round jobs.
So I would love to employ our domestic workers here. Just have the local folks come work like the old days. But with all the opportunities, they're just not here.
What they're going to do, the crab picker, how many hours a week?
Each year, Jack Brooks works the 4 to 5 month process of documenting his foreign workers with state, federal, and Homeland Security officials. They must approve the immigration application for workers like Olga Gonzalez. She leaves her 4-year-old daughter and aging parents in Mexico and travels to Cambridge to work for 5 to 8 months of the year.
It is very hard to find work where I live in Mexico, and it is for very little money.
32-year-old Consuelo Martinez has made the trip from Mexico to the Maryland Eastern Shore for 9 consecutive years. She says she can earn $70 to $100 a day picking crabs, more than she can earn in a week in Mexico.
It's too hard because sometimes people get sick, we don't have money for go to the hospital, you know, we need to make a house, and we don't can find a lot of money over there, so that's why we come here.
The Mexican workers are hired under a guest worker program that the U.S. Senate is debating whether to reduce or eventually eliminate. That upsets Jack Brooks, who says the so-called H-2B guest worker program is critical for his business to survive.
I tell you, the H-2B program we have is a great program that works. It's a legal program. It's a model program for many others. And it's critical. I mean, you know, we hang in the balance of what the folks in Washington decide to do. And
expensive condos now line Cambridge's inner harbor, where crab picking houses once were. The Brooks family is concerned that the culture of the Chesapeake Bay and their way of life may soon be lost. The fate of this small business and its Mexican workers is in the hands of lawmakers in Washington. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Cambridge, Maryland.